99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Please tell me you didn't miss our round table. So Wemimo already did a very good job. And thanks to everyone who, of course, listened in and enjoyed it. And I want to bring to your knowing what's happening tomorrow. Sunnyside ends at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And the round table begins at 1 and will be hosted by Gabriella. Don't worry. You're meeting the entire team. And some of you pretty much would have to familiarize yourself with Lagos hosts, Port Harcourt hosts, Abuja host. We're pretty much just making this go round the country. Thanks to all our friends, of course, those from outside the country listening in. And tomorrow promises to be as exciting. So look forward to that. You sit back, relax. I believe you'll have an opportunity, of course, again tomorrow to call in and make contributions to the conversation as it plays out on radio. The Roundtable. Don't miss it for nothing. Starts tomorrow. Well, Sunnyside, of course, is from 12 to 1, and the Roundtable kicks off from 1 to about 3 p.m. 2 hours of gist, if we can call it that. Okay, so I have a situation. I have a little glitch right here in the studio. The White Horse and the Cherry Tree. If you love music, clap for me. So a colleague in the studio was telling me that I have a certain type of sound. I'm not even sure if I agree. Okay, no, I agree. You know how it is where you've heard so much commentary or opinions about the kinds of music that you play, and then you think, okay, my taste in music is a little different. And then people know it enough that they're able to identify you with it. So I guess it's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, I love some certain sounds. And you just heard Tamar Braxton with Show Me Where It Hurts. And I'm taking you from that tempo to this. Her name is Katie Turnstall. The song is titled The White Horse and the Cherry Tree. Yeah, I'm trying to fix a glitch right here in the studio, but between now and then, music on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. Ooh, 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 ooh. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And of course, you know, you're expecting the conversations this afternoon. So, heads up. This is by way of news flash. Well, I'm not flashing it in that manner, but I think you need to know what's to come. 2:15, there would be a pre-recorded program, and that will take us to 2:30. And from 2:30 to 3 o'clock, another pre-recorded program. Oh, wait. 2:15 to 2:30, and then from 2:45... Heaven. 2:45 to 3 o'clock. So we're allowed 15 minutes between two recorded programs. Don't worry. Okay. All right. Tuesdays. All right. So, of course, just brace yourself up for recorded conversations, recorded programs from 2:15 to 3 o'clock. Let's just put it that way. Okay. And the host for the roundtable tomorrow is a presenter from Port Harcourt. So you're looking forward to that. I am. Miss it for nothing. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. All right. In the news, it's taking some years, but the Supreme Court on Friday, July 17th, 2022, approved the wearing of hijab by female Muslim students to school in Lagos State. All right. Now, the majority decision affirmed the earlier Court of Appeals decision, which restored the use of hijab by female Muslim students in Lagos State. So basically, and you know, anything that gets to the Supreme Court, whatever that verdict is, you take it to the bank. First of all, I think you can appeal other courts, but once the Supreme Court says this is our verdict, then you go to sleep. All right. But then we can't quite debate. Well, I don't think we should, but that's not the aim this afternoon. I'm not even trying to debate the Supreme Court's ruling. It's the drama that has trailed that singular verdict. A human rights lawyer, Malcolm Omirobo, on Thursday caused a stir due to his mode of dressing at the Supreme Court in Abuja. Well, I'm going to be playing you an audio. You probably might have seen a few photos yourself, or maybe even the video I'm about to share with you. He showed up in court, you know, dressed in a lawyer's robe mixed with everything. Well, maybe not everything, but just enough to suggest that he is half legal and half traditional, or half traditionalist. And he believes that that is an expression of his fundamental human right, one which the Supreme Court upholds and must defend. The lawyer had, you know, cowries around his neck, had feathers to his cap. According to him, he wore the attire to show gratitude to the Supreme Court, which had on Friday, June 17th, 2022, granted the use of hijab by female Muslim students in government-owned schools in Lagos. Now, he had an opportunity to speak to journalists. He says, and I quote, "I'm very grateful to the Supreme Court. Just last week, Friday, they made a very resounding decision that promotes Section 38 of the Constitution. That is our right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. That we are free to express our own way of worship in our schools and in our court. That decision was reached on Friday, and that has encouraged me because I'm a traditionalist, and this way, and this is the way I worship. Based on the decision of the Supreme Court, this is how I will be dressing henceforth in, to court, because I'm a strong adherent to the God of the rivers." End quote. Okay. I thought it would be a very interesting conversation to have. One is not that you understand the religious, you know, the major religions in Nigeria, and you understand that the Supreme Court, in a bid to uphold the freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, you would see and of course have, by virtue of their rights to expression, you know, you would have Muslim students, of course, wear hijab if that's their faith. In fact, some Muslims believe in wearing it. Others think, some believe in wearing it. Others think, well, I'm not religious. I'm not that religious. I'm Muslim, but I think I'd rather do conventional fashion than have a hijab, something more modest. And you know, these are their choices. You get it. Okay, good. Now, the difficulty here, which is very funny, is the lawyer's own expression to his freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. And you can't quite fault him based on the logic that has informed the decision of the courts, or at least based on the logic upon which the Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution. All right. Another professor had an opportunity to speak to the press, and he says that the lawyer's action exposed the ridiculousness that is sometimes associated with the law. He said, "I believe this is just basically sarcasm. As far as I'm concerned, bringing to our attention the ridiculousness sometimes experienced or associated with the law when you stretch it to such an extent. For instance, if dress code does not matter, or if you are to modify a dress code, the question is, what are the boundaries or limitations, and where do you draw the line?" It seems as though the difficulty here is where the line should be drawn. Remember, the interpretation of the law is that the law must uphold freedom of religion, conscience, and thought. So if we, and it's simple to understand Muslim students and their rights to hijab, that's not even on the contest. It's that now a person has chosen that by virtue of Section 38 of the Constitution, his own right is, he's a traditionalist and also a lawyer, and believes that if it's good for the goose, it's also good for the gander. 0700. Oh, God of heaven. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It's worthy of note that the lawyer has a right to an expression. It's just that some lawyers might say, well, if you're a lawyer, I'd like to know what you think about this. I've seen a few lawyers who have also, in a bid to piggyback on the sarcasm ride, have emerged also on social media with what they believe to be their new form of attire to the courts. it's like, hold on a second, this is just getting hilarious. And yeah, the difficult sides to interpreting something. Now, do remember, do us all a favor, and for the sake of inclusion, you cannot make this a religious debate. Remember that the focus is the lawyer now who needs his own freedom of thought, expression, and conscience upheld. Well, religion, thought, and conscience upheld is going to be a difficult conversation, but it's going to be fun. Let's begin. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yedam.
Welcome, Ruben. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, what the lawyer did
is
not wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What the Supreme Court has ruled out.
Has ruled upon, okay.
Has ruled upon. It means that academic and professional bodies, wherever they are in this country, will now be subjected to religious, to a show of religious paraphernalia. So if I'm a lawyer in the Supreme Court, I can choose not to wear that robe. Just wear a nice sutana, and I won't wear bata. I won't wear shoes, and I'll go to the court. Because I'll prove to them that it's not about the robe. After all, it's not a free-for-all.
No. So the lawyer actually has a robe. He even has his lawyer cap on. He has his robe on.
I think the lawyer is even modest. If I am the one, I'm a select person, I swear, that robe, I'm not going to wear them. Now, sutana with my rosary. I will come carry.
Sign of the cross, this conversation. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
John,
welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I'm John on the line.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, you see, I don't know what I will say that it was on the mind of the judge that made him to pass such judgment.
Okay.
But,
No, I've explained it. It's in the Constitution.
Yes, explained it, but for me, I have not really come to a conclusion.
Okay.
Because I think they have not given it a thought.
Oh, I mean, it's the courts. They have deliberated on it.
Hello, just listen.
No, they have.
No, they didn't. From my own perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't. Because if they do, they should also get ready to pass it into law that a bus driver, which a law has been enacted that cow should not be seen on the road, and then now the cow is on the road and the bus driver hit this and they kill the conductor. They should also get ready to pass it into law that when you hit a cow because of religion, or when you kill a cow because of religion, that human being is going to be killed for it. You know, they didn't give it to total thought before passing that thing into law.
Okay.
And I don't know if it is an achievement of sign of Islamization.
No, that's the thing. You have to be careful here. Remember that the Constitution allows...
I do, Joyce.
Yeah, but you can't quite say Islamization if the Constitution allows you right to your freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. It's not... I mean, your religion can be anything. It doesn't necessarily...
So what about if the Constitution now said that everybody has to be an Islamic? When it is being passed into law,
you have to
worship the Islam.
No. So that's the thing. You're doing reductive reasoning. The Constitution is already an existing article. It exists. So what happens in the courts is interpretations of sections, pretty much interpretation of the law, right? So it doesn't say you have to be anything.
And this one cannot be interpreted as well.
No.
In fact, I was shocked to my bone yesterday that a bus driver hit a cow and then the conductor was killed in the process.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're giving it a thought.
No, I mean, I do. I do. And it's the difficulty here. That's really the bottleneck in this conversation. It's like, so what is what and when should it be? Well, yeah. Thank you for calling.
So the same interpretation they give to this one can be given to that as well. And nothing will happen.
Yeah, but you cannot make reductions we can't make reductions if we already have existing facts to work with. You get. But it's been having you here.
I want to stop. I don't want to get offended anyway.
Well, please don't be offended. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Good morning. This is Alex on the line.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, you know what I would just say? I think, like the other man said, they never gave it a thought.
Okay.
I think all of us now, we start wearing our sutana to our places of work without shoes. I think it's easier we have to paint their faces to wherever they are going to now. And then, I don't know how the society will now look like, because if they had given it a thought, they would have known that Nigeria is a multi-religious society. Mm. Everybody has their own kind of ways. And the funniest thing is that that hijab, especially when you are in school, if those children, they use it for examination malpractices, they will hide all kind of thing under it. Are you listening to me?
But not all of them. I mean, it's the same not thing on them. Both sides of the divide.
How do you determine who is doing that?
Yeah.
So it's going to be good if all of us now begin to wear all our traditional regalia to wherever we are going to. I think that would be okay. That would be fine. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, dear. The sunny side. Nigeria Info, welcome to one-of-a-kind type conversation where the complexity is as obvious as the sky is blue. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here. You tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Chris.
Chris?
Chris.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Me.
Huh?
Who sit and decide all these things?
Oh, come on. Don't make me repeat myself for the nth time. The Supreme Court in Abuja, your highest court. Are you asking who and who? It's the Supreme Court. You want a face and a name? With a GPS location? I've lost you. That's my assumption. Hopefully you make it back. Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set. Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, Anonymous.
Anonymous?
Yeah.
Oh, speak up for us, all right? You can go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, have you been to Western countries before?
I'm not sure what the implication of that is, but I've lived there.
I just don't see any reason why people will be complaining about the hijab. Hijab is not just a religious regalia. It is a mode of women's dressing, like Islamic Muslim women's dressing. So it is part of them wherever they go. You see them on hijab, not just when they are going to the mosque or anywhere.
Yeah, that but hold on a second. Do us a favor, because you know we're also hoping that this can also be a mode of education, particularly those who do not share your beliefs or understand the reasons for some of your actions. When you say it's a mode of dressing, it has to be rooted somewhere. Is it cultural or is it religious?
Yeah, it's
a thing
religious.
Can become a mode of something, but what's the root?
It is religious,
okay.
But nobody forced anybody to use it.
Okay, fantastic. And that's what the court has done.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So nobody's complaining when you're going out with just on this. Like when you're going about with just your chest out, everything, nobody's complaining. So I see no reason why people are complaining about the hijab or everything.
No, they're not complaining. That's the thing. You have to help us here. Do you understand? Hold on a second. Do you understand that they are not complaining? We're comparing the realities and how interpretation of rights sometimes faces a difficult separation. Do you understand that?
I see no reason why people will be bantering the guy with some Muslim guys insulting the guy with Tayula Regilia.
The guy with the human rights lawyer who worships the
If the court will allow him to wear that, so nobody should complain about that.
Okay.
So if it is not against the court's mode of dressing.
Yeah.
Because I believe, yeah, so they should allow him to wear it. That's what he does.
Do you understand that recently the court...
I see it as just like... He's just trying to chase love because that regalia is meant for worshiping, like when you want to worship, that is what it's meant for, and not you to be wearing it about. Because
okay.
If I see you wearing that about, I'll just say, what is this one doing?
Oh, yeah, but the people who dress like that don't dress like that when they only want to worship, because for them also it's cultural.
They dress like that when they want to worship.
That's what you see on the movies,
don't go to
right?
Market like that. They don't go to the market like that. You can't see a masquerade going about like.
But a masquerade goes around like that.
That's when they are doing their festival. That's during their festive period. They have the, like this particular time.
Okay.
Their festive period. You can see them
all around the country, like everywhere, because this is their period.
Okay.
And all nobody's right. complaining about that.
Okay.
So, but those Muslim women, their own, that's their mode of dressing.
I mean, first of all, it's even their right. So, it's their right. That's even that's so, the issue here. It's,
yeah. So,
it's their right
that the masquerade are for wearing it about whenever he wants to. That same right the Muslim ladies also have.
All right.
So let them wear their thing. You wear your thing. Nobody's complaining. If it to be allowed for you to wear the masquerade costume to the courts, you can do that. Go ahead and do that. And let's stop.
Wait. But what if it's not allowed? What if it's not allowed to wear your masquerade costume to the courts?
So that's the country we made ourselves. Let me tell you this.
Okay. So we have to stop because now you're saying that's the country we made ourselves, and you have to at least try to stretch the same logic across the board.
Let me tell you this.
Have I lost you? Yes, I have. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, welcome.
Good
afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very
much. I'm glad I'm able to get you today.
I'm glad you got through.
Can I just shed light on the matter we are discussing
Tell us your name.
Nigerians,
go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ayo.
Welcome,
Ayo. As Nigerians, we need to respect ourselves.
Okay.
A lot of people do not understand what it takes to be a Muslim.
Uh-huh.
It's not only, just like you told them, it's not only when we are about to worship that we have to put on that hijab.
Mm.
The hijab must be used often and regularly. I don't know if you're understanding
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. In fact, I think people, you wear it if you're coming out of the house. Maybe you're even allowed to take it off inside the house. Is that how it works?
Yes. Sorry, can you permit me to recite some Arabic verse?
Sure, please.
Okay. Allah said in the Holy Quran that, Ya ayyuhan nabiy. Hope all the prophet kul lihadwajikum, tell your wives wa banatikum and your children wa nisahil mu'minin and the children or the women of the believers yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihinna, that they should cover their adornment, their chastity, they should cover it with an overall dress. This is an instruction, a command that not all Muslims abide by, and we are supposed to abide by it. So it is not a garment to put on only when you want to worship.
Oh.
It is a garment that should always cover your body as a Muslim woman, as a Muslim lady.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making any sense.
I mean, you're really hitting on the head.
So I am only calling to educate.
Yeah.
If the way the man has dressed to the court happens to be the way his religion asks him to dress, fine, so be it.
Then the courts,
often, you know,
so now
no
basically you're saying that the courts must accept that as well.
Yeah, because you know, he has the right. We all have the right to religion.
Yeah.
You know, if truly his religion asks him to dress that way often, then they should grant it. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
But we should not antagonize or go against every other beliefs to perform every other constitutional right because they are belonging to one religion and the way of that religion is not accepted in our constitution.
Yeah.
No. That's why I am in support of, you know, the court judgment, and I'm not against the man that dressed that way to the court until it is proven that it is only on festival or during certain occasions that he can dress that way. If it is like he can dress that way often, then it should so be it. It should be allowed. So
Ayo, imagine you and I were having a beer parlor conversation. So let's just gist. Don't be too serious now. Let's imagine in Nigeria where everybody wore what they thought was their right to religious expression. I think it's going to be a circus. What do you think?
You said what, Joyce?
I think it's going to be a circus. I lost you. I wish I didn't. I would have loved to get... I think it would be a clown house. Yo, imagine going to WAEC office. Imagine going to WAEC office, huh? Or imagine going to your professor and he has two calabash on the table. And, you know, he puts something in there that's smoking out. And then he says, if you're going to come to my office, come in with your back. It's like, no, you can't come into the holy sanctum. Facing, you have to do like this. Night 99.3 Nigeria Info. I really want you to imagine the outcome, but yeah, for now, we can enjoy the outcome. So this is, assuming this was a court of public opinion, this is Supreme Court versus the people. Nigeria Info.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, lady. Turn up the volume of your radio set. You know the deal. Always give it
good
to
afternoon.
Me. Good afternoon to me. Tell me your
good
name
afternoon.
And you. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
Do you know if the judge supposed to give, like, you know, school now, they have their own uniform.
Uh-huh.
So he could have just said no need for them to be putting on uniform. They should wear whatever they do, they believe, let all the children dress that way.
Oh.
All these things are come. Yes, now. No need for uniform anymore.
Okay.
That is it. You know, a select people can go anywhere without a shoe.
Yeah, I've been seeing them around the block.
You know.
Yeah.
There is nowhere they cannot enter without shoe.
Okay.
So, if they want to turn everything outside, now, they didn't think before they say it, bring that judgment. That is how I saw it.
Okay.
It's not good because we have many religion here.
Okay.
So, wow. All these things they are doing now, they want to
it's
just turn the country outside down.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lagos, Nigeria, we are off on a break and we'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. When we come back, the conversation continues. My name's Joyce and you're on the Sunny Side. On the clock, it is about a minute, well, 6 minutes before we touch down, 2 p.m. No, why are we rushing? 6 minutes before we touch down, 1 p.m. on the clock. On Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's do the talking. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Pleases me to share with you at least his explanation to the journalist. His name is Malcolm and he's a human rights lawyer and he thought to give us all a show.
A religious attire of worship, so because it's good, you know, it's good for man to be with God all the time. So this is my mood henceforth, and my children will go to school like this. I will encourage my relations, my friends, so that we can go. Those in the army, those in the police, those in the navy, those in doctors, lawyers, to dress in their mood of this. I'm very grateful to the Supreme Court. I'm very happy about the decision. You know, this has been going on for some time. In the case of the provost of Kwara State Polytechnic, Kwara State College of the provost of Kwara State College of Education versus Basirat, the court was very clear that. The students should wear their hijab, the female students, and they should not be stopped or prevented because to do so will amount to a violation of their right to freedom of religion, dignity to their person, and also discrimination. Just Friday here, the Supreme Court also gave a decision like that. So you see, the foundation for this is well spelled out. There are other cases. You have Abdul Karim versus Lagos State, where the court held similar decision. So, if that can be done to female students to wear hijab, you can apply it to every other religion. Because to stop me from dressing like this will amount to a violation of my right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and also it will be. It will be discriminatory, and therefore unconstitutional. And that's why I felt confident of coming to the Supreme Court, and I came. I went there and I sat before my lords, and they were pleased with my appearance, until they have to reconstitute. So that's just it. There's no big issue about it. It's all about.
Okay, so he has a black feather and. I really think that the chalk, you know, that white encircling around the eye just makes him look a little cute.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's call.
My name's Joyce. Let's begin. The phone lines are quite busy. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
It's good to have you here. Turn up the volume of your radio set. My guess is you know it. Then you do what you know.
Yeah, I've moved away from this.
Thank you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
What I want to say is that since everybody has to dress according to their mood of worship, then the masquerade too should be allowed to appear in the court with their masquerade wear.
Okay.
And every other religion.
Someone believes that you get into that kind of costume only during your ceremonies. It might not necessarily. The masquerade is for ceremony. The attire is for a ceremony, isn't it? Do they wear it like that every day in their traditions, in their customs?
What if they decide to wear it every day?
There's heat in Lagos now. How can you wear that every day? Okay, well, thank you. I would sympathize with any masquerade. First of all, you know, you go to the mainland, you see like masquerades on the streets. You're not even sure what they're doing. Some are even begging for money. So it's like, I think they do it when they have a motive on a mission. But if that's like cultural practice, there's no light. So it's not like you're wearing that under an air conditioned or within an air conditioned room. You wear that in the heat. Ah, change customs. And advice one Nigerian to the other. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side.
Good morning.
Afternoon, the side of heaven. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Achike from Festa.
Nice.
So let me just keep it simple.
That'll be good.
If you look at Greek history, for example, when you look at their soldiers, you know that the guy with the horizontal horse plumes is the second highest.
Okay.
The guy with the, vertical is the second highest. Horizontal is the highest for both Greeks and centurions.
Okay.
You go to Persia. The reason why they call them Persian immortals is like they are always a certain number, regardless of how many soldiers they lose. They did it in such a way that even if this guy died, his replacement is always there.
Okay.
So when they were fighting the enemy, I'm like, I killed 300 of these guys yesterday. Why are they 5,000? Because everybody is the same. You can't really tell the difference. So the point I'm making is you don't sacrifice structure for one particular group also because it causes damage on the whole. So imagine if, for example, any of these situations, that structure is not there. Mm-hmm. Chaos.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm lost. What did you mean?
I mean, as in both instances,
there
are clear distinctions to create structure. So, like this hijab thing, it has opened the door to so many other things. Because if you say, okay, this person can wear hijab, you have now sacrificed structure for other more important issues.
Ah.
I think for me, if I'm a Muslim, my problem is not hijab. My problem is insecurity. My problem is you are not allowing girls to go to school. Those are far more important than the hijab thing. For me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. You see how interesting this conversation is, and it's very, very, wow. It's complex in a very interesting way. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon. Jay.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side.
Yeah, Lord Igwe Victor.
Lord, good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Kekim Random.
I'm good. Thank you. And you?
I'm good, Adam.
Good.
Yeah. I think the sense of the whole thing is when we try to destroy, just like the last caller said, when we try to destroy this structure based on religious and ethnic sentiment, it will come back to us.
Hold on a second. There is no destruction of structure here. It's not evident that any structure has been destroyed.
Yeah, the structure I'm saying that is being destroyed is the uniformity of what we have known to be the the lay down rules and order.
Yeah, that's exactly what your constitution embodies, which is the freedom for a person to have rights to religious choices, to have expression of conscience and thought.
Okay.
It's just now, a very complex thing.
Now, when you want to, because if you come to Nigeria, we have two leading major religious groups.
Mm.
You've not in any way tried to make a recognition of the other people, like the people of traditional worshippers. There's no recognition of their own practices. Now, I believe in what they call the westernization of the intelligentsia.
Okay.
Why we try to make sure we look like the white, then we try to defy on the rules and the major things which we are known for. I had an issue with my pastor one day. I went to church, and the son came to the church with an Igbo traditional attire.
Mm.
At the end of the day, my pastor stood the guy up and embarrassed him. He wanted to show an example based on the fact, this is my son, I can do anything. So the guy was embarrassed. The pastor asked him to go home and change his attire because the guy was putting on pure Igbo regalia.
Okay.
So at the end, okay, immediately at the church, I stood up and told the pastor, what you did is very, very wrong. What is wrong with the attire this guy put on to come to church? You embarrass this guy. Is it because you people always want to go on ties and suits? Is it why you must embarrass this guy, even if he's shy? Now, what I'm trying to say is the imposition of Western culture, which we cannot deny, supposed to be maintained if we know we are running a country of homogeneous belief.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are getting at what I'm
following.
Saying. Now, that rule we have adopted, if we don't uphold it, the essence of recognition of nepotism and the rest of it, because this is my religion, tribe, I want to do this to protect my people, it will hurt us, it will destroy the country. When people will begin to, just like that man, the
lawyer?
Judge,
yeah.
Yes, he had the guts to send a message. He sent a message, but people don't know the essence of that message. If you continue to do what we are doing because we are in power, at the end of the day, it will come back to hurt us. Now, the governor of Kwara State has told his people to defend themselves with arms. If you can defend yourself with arms. Now, any other person or across the country, when such a law will be promulgated by the governors of each state, do you know what it will mean to the rest of us? Just because we believe we can do it, I'm in power, I'm in charge, my people can do this, my religion can do this, at the end of the day, it will hurt us, and we will not know how to salvage what we have destroyed because of the fact that at the moment we are in power.
So here, the difficulty is the imitation of a foreign culture.
Yes.
That is, we have superimposed upon our own personal culture, foreign culture. So
yes,
that's where the issue is.
That is where I have problem.
Okay.
Like, I've not been advocate of it. I've never. I like it when they express their
All thoughts. Right. Okay.
If I give birth to a son, I give him or her. Okay, son. I give him Igbo name. Not my son must be a Henry David. No.
Okay.
My son must be a Shiwendo Okeke or something like that.
Yeah, I
get it. Because of the fact we see there are Orthodox doctors, we recognize them. But if I come to this church and say, I'm a herbalist, people begin to cast apprehension on me and to fear that guy is a herbalist.
Okay.
So we're supposed to recognize and appreciate what we are.
Okay.
The Indian people that were also colonized by the British, they decided to jettison everything religion that was imported from Britain. Now they are better off than we.
Okay.
To hold
all right.
Christianity and Islam.
Yeah.
And our country is going to where it is.
Thank you
very much, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate that. And it's really worthy of reference, the fact that if by the actions of this lawyer, we try to imagine what his expression is, he says he worships the God of the river. By cultural documentation, the God of the river had existed before slave trade or colonization. So it seems as though if any should get any kind of reference, or say if any should get any regard, or if there's any virtue in terms of which should get expression, it would appear the court would have to prove otherwise, that the guy who worships the river god deserves utmost regard, and his right to expression, thought, and religion should be upheld. So here we are between 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I was really going to say something and I realized that. How about I let you say it? The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Joyce, are you hearing me now?
I can. It's a lot better.
Thank God. The network was trying to be funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Joyce, I know why I asked you who sit and decide this. You say it's Supreme Court, right?
Yeah.
Headed by one person at the Amenio.
Good Lord. No, now, don't you know how the court works? No. It's okay. Not someone who just arbitrarily determines a rule.
Okay.
It's debated.
Whoever gives the judgment or pass this judgment, what religion is it? Is it Muslim or
I can't help you. No, look, you know how the court works, right? You don't set us back. I can't give you the details. The Supreme Court of Nigeria has said, come on now, it's a Supreme Court. Are you going to debate the court?
I've had you, my sister. I don't want Nigerians to start beating around because of this. See, you get my point. Somebody just asked, with the insecurity, the governor of Zamfara calling for people to do this, never do that. They never fight over that. Just in Lagos, they've given the go-ahead in Lagos. It happened in Osho. It happened in...
Go-ahead for what?
Kwara. So, like the... White
go-ahead for
people,
what?
What?
Go-ahead for what? Sorry, I didn't get that.
They can wear hijab now.
Yeah, of course, it's their right. So here now, it's not... So the hijab is less
so
of an issue.
People should stop this blame game. The white garment people... Wear your whatever to your wherever you want to go. You're going to the market, you're going to the bank, you're going to school. Dress up in your own belief, whatever tradition or
okay.
So. So enough of all this blame game.
Okay.
But as I know, Joy, we have about 8 months, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
We have before that 2023 whatever election. I think after that, all this thing will fizzle out.
Well.
Thank you, Joy.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thanks for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Mr. Frank.
All right.
I want to start by...
appreciating the Supreme Court.
No.
Oh.
Telling the guy that says that he shot the pastor that sent his son back home. I stopped the pastor and said, why should you embarrass your son like that? I want to tell you that he did not do it. And if he did it, he shouldn't be proud of
That's
it.
Not the conversation. Can we talk about
I'm coming from my own statement. I want to start from there.
No, that's not the topic.
To
that's not.
Mom. That is the same topic we are saying about. Because the same topic is that you can do anything you want to do. You can wear anything you want to wear. Are you getting it now?
Yeah, but you can't say...
Now, coming
excuse
to
me, no, please wait. You can't say that you can't do it to an imam. People have what they believe. For example, the Yorubas kneel down to greet. I don't. I'm Igbo. In my culture, I'm not required to. We don't. So you can't say... People have the rules that govern them. So if he said he did it, I can't even believe... He's probably more likely to do it because by what the Igbos are known for, they are those types of people who jump in your face if they disagree. So you can't say he didn't do it.
I'm telling you with my heart that he did not do it.
But you can't say... He said something. Don't call the radio. Do me a favor. Stop. All right. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Faith.
Thank you.
Please, about this hijab of a thing. Truly, it is the mode of the religious mode of dressing, you know, in Islam.
Okay.
But I want to ask, what about those chosen people? So when you go to government school now, you now see this up Nepal green every year.
Who's that? Neon green. Who's that? Who's that? Chosen. Who? But those ones dress well now. Well, I don't know, but they just have a very...
That's apron they put on.
That's apron. That thing for traffic. Oh, is that something else?
They wear it everywhere. They say it's for protection. Bullets.
Oh, like an apron? Bulletproof?
Yes, apron. That green apron.
Who told them it was bulletproof?
You know, there was a time a banker wore it to the office and, you know, he was sent back.
No way. That was infringing on his right. Oh. The Supreme T-shirt now. What's this? Oh, come on. I mean, like, oh, good Lord of heaven. Maybe now I'm infringing on their rights. Nigeria Info. This print a bloody t-shirt. Nigeria Info. Good God. Hello? Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Ali from the bedroom.
Ah, it's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, that Muslim guy, the one that doesn't have culture.
Which one?
Hello?
Which guy doesn't have culture?
Yeah, I was the one that called you that day discussing about...
You're the guy who called, born in Benue, grew up in somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good way to introduce yourself. What do you mean, the guy who has no culture? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ali.
Okay, look, the way... hold on a second, please. Yeah. It doesn't matter that you have no culture. What is necessary is that you have character. And your character must be hinged on the truth. And that makes you as better as a king, if not better than the king, if the king lacks character.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what you should be. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, first and foremost, I would like to send greetings to Lord Igwe
Victor.
Igwe Victor. I really agree with his
His logic. Okay.
His logic, because I think that's where the problem actually lies in this issue. You know, also, although I'm a Muslim, I do understand, but in my own,
I'm with you.
I think in this life that we are, there must be an order. There must be, in the frame that you are now, there is a particular basis that is laid down for
everybody.
Absolutely. There must be an order.
Yeah.
Like as we are in school, we are all...
I lost you. Oh, hopefully you make it back. And thank you very much, a brother. And there's no better... What did he say again? The man without culture.
Yeah.
There's no better culture than truth. That. And a man be true. There's no better culture than that. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. I lost Jamaica back. The sun is out. The side of heaven. What's your name? Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Welcome.
Did you think that Nigeria is ashamed to display their culture? It's because they just say, my children, they go to school, let them wear their uniform. They are not ashamed. Oh. Don't you see the way Babalawo display on Facebook now?
Okay.
They are not ashamed, my sister.
This lady just like a market woman. She gives us that next shop, madam, that just brings gossips in half doses, so it never really ends. Because I'm trying to figure out the import, you know. I'm trying to, okay, so what is the implication of that? To be honest with you, the reason I think we have herbalists on social media these days displaying their availability, contact number, address, is because of fraud. I think is the fact that people need or are seeking remedies to solutions that pretty much are half man-made or self-inflicted. And so these guys are there either to maybe serve you or maybe rob you. So I hope you're careful, by the way. I don't think it's because they're not afraid. There's an intention for that, which is not necessarily always good. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good to have you here. Tell us your name and you can go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, calling from Texas.
Great, go ahead.
With the job of 18, I want to ask.
Okay.
I think the school is authority.
Yeah.
I think the school is supposed to decide what the students should wear.
Okay.
When have you come to this, and when the court should be the place to decide what children should wear in school?
Okay, so you have to understand the implications of that. If it's a cultural thing, then it would be that the borders of culture far exceeds the borders of a school.
I care about culture. I don't care about anything. What I care about is that the school is authority.
Okay.
And the school decides what kind of uniform to put on. What is the essence of uniform?
Okay. All right, then. It would appear that the school couldn't manage it, so it had to go to court. Believe me, if the school couldn't manage it...
I disagree with you completely.
Sorry.
Let us put this religion and all that things aside. So the school is an authority.
Okay.
If you are in a particular secondary school, that secondary school has her own uniform. anywhere you see that, you'll be able to identify the children.
So what if the school says wear it?
It's true. No school, because the authority, those are the head of ourselves of that school, they are afraid of what is going on.
Yeah, that's no, all. No, no. But what if the school says wear it? So I'm giving you a condition that
you
is even more...
You don't have any of that in other than the uniform. You don't have to.
Okay.
You
so,
don't have to wear anything other than the uniform to the school. Because that is what that is the uniform the school recognizes. That is the addressing.
This is
it's
really complex.
It's wrong for a court to decide what to wear to secondary school or primary school. It's completely wrong.
I mean, you are saying that the courts are wrong. That's bold.
Yes, completely wrong. I disagree.
So it's okay to disagree. I mean, here we are really dealing with all the angles that cause us to all disagree. I think I can afford a minute. No, so it's probably not going to be enough for the next caller. I'm off on a break, and I'll be right back. The Sunny Side. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You never knew your lives were this hard, did you? 24 minutes past 1 p.m. Nigeria Info. I'll be right back. My name is Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so let's see. I wish I had more time, if not for the pre-recordings that we have ahead of us. But let's extract more. Just Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. I believe you get it. Turn off your radio. Exactly.
My name is Elebute Oswald.
Thank you.
Call it from Ikorodu.
Thank you.
So, on this topic,
Have I lost you? Hello? Might have lost you. Okay, I do apologize. You need to make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Lady, good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. All right, great. Speak up for us.
Yeah, Jess. From your topic this afternoon, and what I have to say, I just thought of it this way.
Okay.
When you put certain individuals, what we called absolute right, sometimes may not actually be. Because I believe where one's right starts or ends, another person's own begins.
Yeah.
Schools should be able to have their own rules and regulations guiding the institution. This is because schools are channeled to certain patterns like molding life. Right from cradle. So when the Supreme Court sits and makes certain decisions without putting into consideration that this same institution called school can as well have their own rights, which boils down to the rules and regulations of a school, and you did not put that into consideration. Why am I saying this? Probably when they were unanimously making this decision among all the judges in Supreme Court, nobody thought of it or so many angles into this. Probably you are looking at one religion at that point in time.
Yeah.
You forget that we have diverse religion in Nigeria. We have the traditionalists. We have the ones that worship different denominations, different mode of dressing. And when you come and put a unilateral law that anybody is right in, within not putting into recognition the security system we are presently in the country, you did not remember all of that.
This has nothing to do with security, and it would. I'm just trying to not go to angles where this does not concern. This is, we're referring to students who are by religious persuasions of a certain group, and they have a culture, either by religion or culture, or even both. So they have an expression.
Yeah, Joyce, we are talking about the religion. Remember, even God himself, Jesus himself pointed out when he's in the world, traditions that are meant to enslave a person is no longer a tradition again. It becomes worrisome.
What tradition is enslaving?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When a certain law, a certain tradition, a certain rule or church rules makes you become a slave under that act, It's no longer a tradition. It's something that needs to be abolished.
Okay, hold on a second. We need to do this. Now, you see, you are not Muslim, so you don't practice it. The people who practice it have made a choice to practice it, so they don't even identify as slaves. So I think for the sake of accuracy, it would not be right to assume that they are slaves if they do not identify as slaves. Do you understand me?
Joyce, when you rob your own religion or practice on other people that don't...
It is not being robbed. This is a choice for Muslim students to wear hijab. Remember, during my introduction...
That same school, listen, that same school where you have given them that absolute right to dress in their own religious attire, they have other religion in them that also would want to dress in their own attire. This but for the singular act that this is an institution called school that has given a uniform as mode of dressing that you need to appear, they chose to be in that way, Joyce. If the Muslim community, they know that we have Islamic schools, so if you feel you want your child to be dressed fully in the Islamic regalia, then what stops you from taking that child to Islamic school? When you come to the secular school, where you have other religions available, these children may not feel comfortable around somebody that is properly dressed and properly covered from head to toe, that you cannot even barely recognize a classmate that is the same school with you. What do you think, psychologically, John?
Yeah, I understand.
It's going to affect some of these kids in those schools.
Particularly for Muslims who are more liberal. Liberal Muslims who, I'm Muslim, I pray five times a day, but I don't identify with the traditional wares, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. There are some of them, so I'm coming to that. I wanted to tell you that if these guys would have gone and said, since we don't like exposing our hair, can our kids be allowed to tie our hair in a certain way, not wearing full hijab? I would understand that, Joyce, because some schools here in Lagos even use hats in schools. So all you needed to do from the school uniform, you cut off a scarf that this group of people can tie. Those liberal ones you are talking about, Joyce, you will see them only tie the scarf on their hair without covering a full hijab. So what I'm saying in essence is, when you are making a law or enforcing things, always remember that you don't have absolute rights. What you may call your rights may also be a disturbance to another person next seated to you.
What if now, let's assume that the Supreme Court has made, which of course they have made, the right decision. It would appear that you're disagreeing with the decision. So I want you to create a narrative that supports the Supreme Court's decision, and then you can you can detour into the complexities or the difficulty of the Supreme Court's decision. Do you understand me?
Yeah, Joy, I wouldn't agree with you that they have made the right decision.
The reason
is, if they have made the right decision, probably some of the lawyers or even the Supreme Court judges, some voted against anyway, wouldn't have been voting against, or there wouldn't be this confusion in the judiciary right now if they have made the right decisions. Okay. Why I'm saying that is, for instance, you've made these laws, human beings can fail. We have had cases where Supreme Court made wrong judgments, and we have to go back to National Assembly. That's to correct. Do you understand?
Mm.
So I think this case of this hijab issue in schools eventually is going to be one of those mistakes coming from Supreme Court. And for me, it's not the best for us, if you ask me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Imagine, you know, I thought about it. Imagine you hate snakes, and then you have a doctor who worships snakes. First of all, you're not going to tell a brother not to worship what he believes in. I mean, I hate snakes. I can't imagine going to a clinic and the doctor's like, before I, you know, consult, I have to bow down before the snake and rub its head and lick venom. Then I have to just stand there and observe his prayers, because it would be pointless to stand outside the door. Then when he finishes, he'll be like, I have to rub your hands for this consult. Like, you know, I have to rub your hands with a little venom as well, just because the gods must approve of this consultation before I even begin. I think it's going to be something. And it's difficult to, at that point, say you can't do this. Because if I oppose his choice of religion, it must be hinged on something. And the Constitution would not support my stance because that's the doctor's right to freedom of expression, conscience, and religion. It's like, but I hate snakes. It's like, well, your freedom don't count. Or at least in this regard, what you hate would not count. Yeah, okay. The lawyer suggests that it might be necessary for the courts to reconstitute. So it's obvious that this is rather complex, because now the issue is not that our Muslim brothers have to wear the hijab. It's that we need to tolerate that, right? But is that we also have to tolerate other people for the sake of equality, fairness, and the freedom to conscience, right, and religion. It's like we have to accommodate other people. Some people have abandoned their religions because they came to Lagos. It's like if they have a choice to expression, then they must go back to their father's house and dig up the charm and bring it to Lagos. Imagine a police officer with a skull on his neck and chicken blood on his forehead, because that day in their own religion, they're celebrating something that requires the use of blood. It's going to be a circus. Yeah, but Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My sister Joyce. How are you? I'll be calling from Ikeja.
Thank you.
Joyce, my sister, I don't think we're not going to see the end to this very soon.
Why? Why?
Yeah. How old is Nigeria? Is it not 60-something years?
Yeah.
Yeah, how come we have not had all this all these years? We are just hearing this is from 2015. We're having all these problems. Sorry, 2015. You see, people have lacked...
It's been there. You know, it was under contention for a period before it went to court. And it's been in court for over years. Almost 10 years, they say.
Yeah. I think this wouldn't have been an issue if there is no lack of trust in these contracts at the moment. People don't trust each other any longer. This issue of Islamization, name them, has woken people up. You see, the crisis in judiciary now, very soon you will hear the reasons why all these things are happening. Something is wrong somewhere. You know, you have lived overseas. You know, the white people have a culture. If you go to the beach, you see the white woman full naked in the swim at the beach. It's their culture. There will be a time when you will go to court. You see women with just petite pants, without bra.
Our esteemed courts with naked women.
Yes, it's their culture. It's their culture. No, they don't wear clothes. They don't wear clothes. It's their culture, Joyce.
Is there a culture in Nigeria where people don't wear clothes?
Most of us that are Marine spirits like me, Marine spirit worshippers like me, who go naked using bell. I tie bell on my waist when I go to the water.
Yeah.
Yes, on Fridays. If the court makes a mistake to put a court date on Friday, they're in trouble. They'll be hearing bell everywhere when I'm coming to the court. If they make a mistake and put a date for me on Friday, that's finished. They will see spirits, they will run away. Talk everywhere, blood, back everywhere when I'm going to. That is my day.
Yeah.
That is my day for
you,
Joyce.
I can't imagine you showing up in court with a snake around your neck.
With snake tied, their heads will be, they won't bite me, but they'll be looking at the judges. You know this hand fan with mirror everywhere. I'll be doing like this, the judges will see themselves in the mirror.
This is this is officially crazy.
Joyce, my sister. But listen, I don't know what Nigeria is turning to. I don't know. I will pack my load and go back to where I came from, where I lived all my years, no trouble.
Oh, yeah, it's like you will go back.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, wait, he says he's a Marine worshipper.
Marine worshippers like me.
You know, it's Gist that brings out Gist, though. This guy calls Nigeria Info, and we thought he was a regular Nigerian. Now, Gist has introduced us to him in a deeper sense. Nah. You'll be speaking to ghosts on this show, and you don't know. you'll be speaking with Satanists and demon worshippers. And now, meet your fellow caller on Nigeria Info. He says he worships the god of the water, and they tie bell. I mean, Lagos is already noisy. I can't imagine. Now, you're on Etiminyang. You just see them. They say they are doing evangelism. Grown men with pot bellies, out of shape, their waist greater than their hips. with bells around their waist, tying red rags. With a dead chicken. All 50 of them. They don't look for your trouble, so you can't quite say that they're a public nuisance, right? So, nah, hey. Nah, they'll just be coming, working on that to me. Oh, this is so hard. This is officially crazy. The Sunny Side. Official. It's officially crazy.
Listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Tell us your name.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
Alex, yeah. Quite funny. The last caller made me to almost laugh at my behind. I quite agree with the first two callers.
Okay.
And also, I think this, I don't have anything against wearing hijab.
Yeah. But
this has been on for long. I went to a secondary school that we had people from different religions. We have Muslim schools where they wear all this.
Okay.
Then my problem with this situation is, why bring this up now?
No.
Because already it has been in place. Because I see it like they are trying to play like a religion more superior than the others.
No.
And I think, hold on, Joyce. To be sincere, let us ask ourselves this question.
Yeah.
Was the decision rational or irrational? Let us say this sincerely.
Now, you have to understand that this has been to quite a number of courts. Okay. You're breaking up.
The ratio of the judges, what was the ratio of those who are for the wearing hijab and others? Because it can't just be one particular...
I want to remind you of the Constitution. Remember that the courts can only make his decision based on the Constitution. Okay, so that's the thing. Now, the difficulty with this conversation is you also must do me a favor. Remember, we're talking about the judgment now, the Supreme Court's version of a verdict. And they're saying that... they have a right, and it's the truth. So automatically, the hijab cannot even be a contention on radio anymore because they have a right, and that's the truth. It now seems as though, which I did explain, that there is this, it's a difficult line, really, because it seems as though a line has to be drawn, which was a reference I made to another professor who gave his opinion to one of the dailies, The Punch. And he said, this is some of the craziness that you can see sometimes when you try to interpret the law. It's like, these people have a right, and that's not going to be under contention. But so do these other people. And so the reason this is on radio is to say, we're not even trying to debate the rights of the Muslims who are persuaded about their faith. They want to cover their heads. I mean, it's a choice and they're free to do that. But it seems as though, based on what the Supreme Court has done, they have to not entertain every other person. Because now what the Supreme Court is supposed to do and also interpret and defend is the rights to conscience, thought, and religion. So it would seem as though that the Supreme Court is in a difficult situation. Because now, if, say, for example, a doctor, if I go see a doctor and the doctor says he's a snake worshiper and that's his right, and I say you can't treat me, and for some reason I sue the doctor, the Supreme Court has to, by the Constitution and that same interpretation, give verdict to the doctor. It would appear. Otherwise, the doctor can say that his rights have been infringed on. His rights been taken away. If I have a right to not like snakes, it's his right to like snakes, and our rights need not agree. So that difficulty is what the courts has to neutralize. This is hard work. Even the conversation is hard. The volume of your radio set, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Dambaba.
Okay.
You see, I hardly talk about religion, but okay. I've been listening to you. I'm one of the funny caller. I appreciate him very well.
You see, Joyce, yesterday the Chief Justice of Federation resigned.
Okay.
And what you're discussing today is part of his legacy, what he left behind, what he has done so far for Nigeria.
Okay.
Under his watch, this judgment was passed. Now, I want to tell you something about the tradition in my place.
Okay.
And we fail to use our head in this country.
Oh, wow.
In my place, for instance, you're not allowed to touch a married woman with some, maybe her clothes or with some sensitive things that belong to her.
Okay.
You're not allowed to talk to her. It's the way you talk to her that you commit what they call an adultery.
Wow.
And, yes, yes. And I ask my people, these same marriage women do go to hospital. And the hospitals, these doctors, examine them, touch their tummy and everything.
Yeah.
And the so-called tradition did not say anything about that. Do you understand my point?
Yeah, I do.
Now, there are some things that we need to use our sense. You talk about the constitution. Don't forget that the constitution of Nigeria, a lot of people are referred to it as a fraud. Now, when you operate within that constitution, I think that is where common sense comes in. Now look, you were just saying that you give the Muslims the right to, you know, exercise their rights. Another religion also coming up. How are you going to do things? How are you going to do it?
That's the difficult thing.
The woman that just called said that, look, since this education school is an institution, you want to pass a judgment that, look, maybe while you are in school, obey by the rule
of the school.
When you leave, you obey the rule of the school. When you leave school, it's only in this country that we practice the religion even more than the people that gave us the religion. And you find out that
Sorry to interrupt you. I have to be off on a break. So please hold on for me, all right?
Okay.
Please, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. The Sunny Side, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome. It's 3 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. I can't believe that I had two topics planned, and this singular topic has stared, pretty much consumed time. And sometimes it happens on the Sunny Side where one conversation pretty much has to linger because people just never stop calling in. Everyone wants to say something. Nigeria.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is CJ. I'm calling from Ogun State.
It's good to have you here. Thank you.
Based on the topic that, of course, you threw forward, you're talking about the issue of hijab and the Supreme Court ruling. Am I right?
The hijab is not the contention. The ruling itself is the debate.
Ruling. You see,
do you understand the question?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course,
go ahead.
I understand. My own opinion is this. You see, this is a very sensitive discussion and delicate.
Okay.
In the sense that it relates to the issue of religion. But in my own opinion, I don't go with the Supreme Court. You know, they ought to have been the court for all.
Okay.
In the sense that if, let's say, probably looking at Nigeria as a secular country, multi-ethnic in nature, with different beliefs, practices, and culture. I think we should be sensitive enough because, in the sense that if I cannot impose what we do not like,
it's not an imposition.
Okay. In my own case now...
Hold on. Let me restructure the question for you. It's not an imposition. Okay. The Supreme Court, the courts really defends the rights of people who are brought before it or people who come before it, right? Every Nigerian, regardless of your creed or belief, the courts defends your right. And you have many rights. I mean, your rights to life is one of it. But Section 38 speaks specifically to your freedom, to religion, expression or conscience and thought. So that's exactly what the Supreme Court did. And the Supreme Court, from all indication, is right. Except now, other people are saying that they also want their rights defended.
That is it. If they go by that way, it means that
the man who is a traditional worshipper, have the right to go with his own belief.
Wow.
Are you getting it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Then if I have my own, then you talk about the Ekis, the Ekankas, the Buddhists, the Hindus, which means they have the right. So on my own issue, they are right. But for me, for the Supreme Court, they should not involve themselves in religious matter, Joy. They should not involve themselves in anything religious.
They're not this is not a religious... Well, I think I understand the religious implications, but they're defending their rights, and I've repeated that, the rights. And in this case, it's the rights of a person to religion. Do you understand?
Then they should allow the traditionalists to do what they know for. They shall allow the Christian another religion, another belief to do what they like.
All right.
Also.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this point, on behalf of the Supreme Court, we're tired. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name? We cannot hear you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Make it back. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, I'm sorry.
The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
If I have my way, I'll ban religion in Nigeria.
Why? That's our rights you're infringing on.
Guys, listen. Religions have done more damage to us than good.
Oh, no way.
That is the fact.
I don't agree.
Joyce, look elsewhere. Look other countries that are not a praying country. Compare their development with us. This hijab matter or Babalawo costume or whatever has caused a whole lot of issues.
It's not an issue. We're just discussing it. It's not a problem.
Listen, an average man, an average judge is religious and wants to bring his sentimental religious views into judgments. That will be delivered. And
wait, before you go on, wait. Remember that there is the Constitution. So the judge cannot So the judge cannot undermine the Constitution because his judgments can be faulted and he can also be charged. So the implication of that last statement of yours is actually wrong because you're supposing that a judge can overturn something that the Constitution does not uphold. That wouldn't listen. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're trying
to say.
All right. Well, I know judgment is delivered based on three pillars. I can't state them right now, but I've seen it before.
Okay.
One is on the peaceful atmosphere of the society.
Okay.
You know, that is linked with this topic where we are discussing right now.
Wow.
Right is not absolute.
Yeah.
So I think there has to be some wisdoms that will be seen in judgment.
Yeah, but this is a wise one because it's upholding the rights of a sect in society, society.
So the lawyer who is going around now, which is Babalawo costumes, you are saying he's the right one.
That's also right, at least according to the Constitution.
For instance, I come to your studio today, you know, with some Babalawo costumes, you know, that look scary and whatever. You say I'm exercising my right?
No, I'm going to send you back. I'm not
having that. You're going to send me, but you are saying somebody's right should not be infringed upon.
Well, because if your religion requires that you have to have blood all over you, a red towel, a bell around your
waist. Thank you, Joris. Thank you. I've seen where you're going. Thank you.
Wait. I lost you. Now, so that's the issue here. I don't know what you saw, and I don't necessarily care much for what you saw. The issue is that you now have to sue me. That's probably what you're going to have. You're going to be like, can you imagine? I went to Nigeria Info. They didn't let me go for the interview I was supposed to go for. Then you tell your lawyer says why. I said because I went there in my traditional attire for the day. Today was what's today?
Today
is Blood Wednesday.
It's Tuesday, sorry.
Blood Tuesday. And you're supposed to rub blood all over you and have a dead bird in your hand. And you come into the office with your back and you sprinkle blood on the floor. I mean, they have cleaners. They can clean it if they don't like it. But this is my tradition. They're like, okay, we'll sue them for infringing on your right. Man, best believe I'll be there before you. Because what's that? I also have a right. So now, do you see, we're laughing about this, but this is really why I wanted us to have this conversation. It's you see it. So it's like the Supreme Court has to look at this thing again. And yeah, it might appear that they would have to look at this again. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
what's your name?
My car is my name, calling from Ikui.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, I want to commend the lawyer who went to court dressed in his traditional attire.
Yeah.
And I want to actually recommend him to the justices for recognition and acknowledgement. And they should thank him very much for interpreting their judgment and, you know, and carrying it out to the letter.
Okay.
Yes, that's what he did. I'm happy with him. And I enjoy every other person to do the same as he has done.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yes, indeed. That's what the
Constitution says.
That's what Justice of the Supreme Court did. Because anything different from that will mean infringement on people's freedom to of expression, religion, expressing their religious beliefs.
You're using a low voice to cause quarrel. Because I'll sue you if you come in here with... if you came in here with snakes, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
If you ask me to leave, that's infringement on my rights.
Ah, guy, we don't like snakes here, man.
Snake is part of my religious belief. If carrying snake around is part of my religious belief, then why will you infringe on it?
Ah, no, you're constituting public nuisance. So what's that?
You hear from my lawyer as a judge.
Me too, I'm waiting for... I'll be there before you turn up. What?
Okay. We'll get to the Supreme Court. Same justice will give a judgment in my case.
We'll have to go to appeal court first.
That's it. Even if we go to appeal, we'll eventually end up at the Supreme Court. And then judgment will be in my favor.
Like joke. Quarrel has started on radio. All right, see you then. See you in court.
All right,
thank you.
See you at the Supreme Court.
See you in court. Nah, trouble.
At the Supreme Court.
Goodness. Oh, so, well, and it's interesting, the beauty of our collective difference, and we have to find the common grounds. It's just that. So the hijab is not really the issue. It's just now everybody also wants the equal rights. And remember that the Constitution insists that it's equal rights. Equal rights. So God bless Nigeria and the judges who wear the cap, who must interpret, defend, uphold, ensure, implement. Bless them all. It's about a minute before it's exactly the time where I have to go on the pre-recording. Nah, it's like all of Lagos has something to say about this, sincerely. I've really given myself to this conversation, and it's time for us to segue into something else. It's going to be a pre-recording. Chances are I have another 15 minutes with you at 2:30 to 2:45. So if you are patient and lucky, 2:30, the conversation would continue. My name's Joyce, The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. Oh, yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. All right, welcome to the show. So we have a few messages here and the commentary pretty much. And thanks to our friends who are on WhatsApp, they have something to say. It does quite appear that I saw one. One of the listeners says he's going to show up to Nigeria Info in an attire for... in a masquerade attire. And he says that I'm not going to be able to send him away. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I won't send you away. WhatsApp.
All right. So someone said, all religious appearances or connotations in situations that are general should be removed. Otherwise, we'll never come out of this. Supreme Court should tell people to limit their religious requirements to their homes. Only commonly accepted practices or wearing uniforms can be upheld. That lawyer thinks deep and bold. He's more practical than the rest.
The rest of us. To be honest with you, you see this hijab. So what he says something about like common practices for what they believe. It's common practice. To be honest with you, this is one difficult one. And this is not, I'm not even trying to defend it because I don't know the undercurrents of it or say what really the details are, but at least by what's obtainable, it's common practice to wear hijab. Common. In fact, it's not only in Africa, even in Europe. The non-African Muslims are persuaded by that. So it's common practice. Mm. So if you say common practice, then the issue of where do you draw the line of what is common practice? I think it's common practice for me to drink coffee. How many Nigerians drink coffee? And how common is the practice of the consumption of a beverage? And what is the beverage? So say if... So that's the thing. It's like, it's the Supreme Court will have to sit again. For the sake of, now they have the responsibility to draw a definite line separating one from the other. And you can say, well, they've done it. Is that now everybody's saying, oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for acknowledging my brother's rights. You see, you know, I have rights too. And you see, we have lightly laughed about some of what these rights can be. Until you really meet a doctor who tells you that he worships
snakes.
Yeah, until you meet a doctor who tells you that he worships snakes. In fact, on Twitter, I met a character who lives in New York. And on her handle is Ogbanje. No. Now you see, you are laughing because it's not common to you. So from what her indications are, she makes a declaration that she's from the water. She's in New York. She's a writer. She says that she's from the water. She says she's proud to be an Ogbanje. She's from the water. And so I guess they have ceremonies. And many times these ceremonies are good. Let me give you a gist. Years ago, many years ago, maybe when I say many, you think, well, in my first life, no. some years ago, I was in Benin City, not so far away, Ekosodi, not so far away from the University of Benin. And I was in a bus, and the bus was pretty much going, of course, one end of town to the other. And a puddle, I've said this thing on radio before, a puddle of water, just one. You know, like, you know how it is where rain falls? Your roads are not so good, so the potholes... Yeah, there was just a collection of one small body of water on the road. It wasn't like a pool. It wasn't river. It wasn't beach. It wasn't ocean. It wasn't anything of nature. Anything that was permanent by nature. Just one rain fell. The water didn't flow. Just one small pothole filled with water. Women in white wrapper, red belt. Yeah. Barefooted, encircled that puddle, and I'm watching them, and they wring a chicken, they wring the neck of a chicken. It don't matter your faith. First of all, that was a culture shock for me, because I thought you do those kinds of things in secret. But from what would appear, from what I saw, that's culture. Now, can you see two judgments? It's culture is different for me. So I'm Igbo, and God alone knows what the original cultural practices of my Igbo parents are, but they are Christians. So there's little to no liturgies. We don't have all those baby dolls, you chook needles. There's nothing. We don't have anything that there is a religious affinity to. We don't pray with bracelets, but some people pray with bracelets. You see that? Yeah, we don't use candles. We don't use cloth. We just close our eyes and say a prayer, and baby, we're done. Some of you need a good old 20 minutes from start to finish. I need about a minute and a half. So you see, it's tomorrow on language and interpretations. It is not going to be a religious conversation. Don't bend on the religiousness of the possibility of the conversation. Tomorrow on Language and Interpretations, I want to discuss something. If our religious practices are different, are our gods different? I've had this topic and I've wanted to discuss it since last year. So, what a moment. The time in history has come where we must discuss the liturgies of religions. And I'm throwing you a curve question. And it's obviously a curve question. If the way we approach our God is different, are our gods different? Are we... It sounds like a Lords of Logic topical. But nah, I'm in a hurry. I really want to have it. as early as yesterday. So we'll do that on language and interpretations. The aim is to interpret religious practices and see whether that might be an indication to the difference in what we claim to worship. Yeah. All right. Anybody next for me there? Sure. WhatsApp.
Yes. So we have someone who said, the same rights of the Muslims the government is defending or protecting, the same rights apply to me as a masquerade, devil, god of iron, or Batala, Shongo, or snake worshipper. If they can wear hijab to school, what stops me or my kids from dressing in their traditional costumes? I will dress like a masquerade to Nigeria Info one of these days. And nobody, I mean nobody, will turn me back because I am following my religion. We all want to be mad, right? Let's go there. Joyce, you won't ask me to leave because that will be an infringement of my rights. One day you will see a masquerade in your office asking for Joyce.
The problem now is that you're asking for me. I know I don't owe you money. I don't even know why you want to see me. But so I think that it's necessary that I, and I'm not trying to, but maybe I have to for the sake of a balanced narrative, yeah? The court is not defending the Muslim in as much as the court is defending the right of the person to their religious choice. Can you see the complexity of this thing? Ah, look, I need to buy lawyers beer. You guys are trying. So you see, it says you finalize when you say, oh, he's a Muslim. No, it's a right, because you see, you can also be a Christian. And is the nuance that we're trying to separate. The difficulty between where does right begin and where does it end? And if he has rights, do I? If she has rights, do I have the same? This customer on WhatsApp is already telling me that one on telephone says he's going to see me in court. The one, the caller from Ikoyi, the one on WhatsApp is saying that he's coming to Nigeria Info with a masquerade attire. It's not going to end. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info. Remember tomorrow's topic. Prep for it.